Hi, I'm Chandrasekhar. I am technical support engineer in customer technical support, Microsoft. In this TFS 2010 Workaton tracking session, I'm going to show how to use rules in Workaton fields during Workaton customizations. First, we will see what are all the rules that are available during customization, and then we will see the practical implementation of those rules during customizations. Allowed values. This rule defines a list of allowed values for the field. Allowed values are values that are available for selection in the field, like a list on a Workaton forms and in the query builder. You must select from one of these values, and you could see the syntax. That means which is a pure XML tags, and also you can apply these rules for a specific user or for a specific group of users. If you want to include any particular user, you can mention that user, or a particular group name, you can mention that user group name in the for value. And if you specify any group name or a username in the not, and this rule won't be applicable for that particular group. Expand items equal to true or false. If you want to show the all the list of items in a allowed values, you can choose expand items equal to true, and if you don't want to show all the items, you can make it as a false. Filter items equal to exclude groups. If you want to show the groups, please don't include this filter items. If you want to not to show the groups, and then you have to mention this filter items equal to exclude groups. And also you can obtain the list item values, that is allowed values, from a global list. That means if you define a global list with a particular name, and if you specify the set of list item values under the global list, you can import that values of global list to the respective field using this global list name. And list item is a child item of allowed values, and we have to mention list item with a particular value so that that value can be displayed in your respective field. Allow existing value. This allow existing value, use it to keep an existing value that is no longer valid. We will see how to use this allow existing value in our implementation. Cannot lose value. Once a field has a value, it cannot be cleared or made empty. If you specify a value in a field, and if you use it, this cannot lose value for the respective field. Once after the saving the work item, you can't create that value for the respective field, or you can't completely remove that value. Copy rule. Specifies a value to be copied into the current field, and you can select the value from a existing field value, or you can use text so that that respective text will be copied to the respective field in which you are using this copy rule. Default. This defines a default value for the field. When during Workaton creation, if you want to make a field with a default value, you can use this default rule. Empty. This defines the field as empty and read-only. That means when you use this rule, no value will be displayed for the respective field, and it won't allow you to enter any text into it. That means it is a read-only. Frozen. This keeps a value that has been entered and not allow user to change. It can, however, be cleared using an empty constraint and filled in again later. Match defines a pattern that values of string type fields must match. That means if you want to match your text with a particular string pattern, and you should use this match loop. Not same as specifies another field that must not have a value that is identical to the value of the current field. And prohibited values defines a list of prohibited values for the field. It won't allow you to select any particular type of value which is specified in prohibited values. Read only. You can use this rule to make a field as read only. Required. You can make a field as required so that when you open a work item, if you want to try to show, if you want to try to store, it won't allow you to store until a value is supplied to that requirement. Server default. Fill in a field at save time. User cannot override. That means once you provide a value to a field, if it is a server default, and once after saving that work item, user cannot change that value. He cannot try to override it. Suggested values. It defines a list of suggested values for the field, and you can select from the available dropdown, or you can type any value in the respective field. This suggested value is slightly different from the allowed values. In the allowed values, you have an option to select, but there is no option to edit text. But in suggested values, you can enter other values apart from the values that are listed in the list. Valid user. Require a valid username, and this can be a blank. When specifies one or more rules to apply to the current field when another field has a specific value. The parent element defines the current field, and based upon that current field or the parent field, the child element, child text, or you can say the child field will show the value. When not specifies a condition under which to apply one or more rules to the current field. The rule applies to the current field when another field does not have a specific value. When change specifies a condition under which to apply one or more rules to the current field. The rules apply to the current field when the value of another field changes. And when not change, which is reverse to this, when change. In this, specifies a condition under which to apply one or more rules to the current field. The rules apply to the current field when the value of another field is not changed in a revision to your work item. Now we will see the practical implementation of the work item field rules and work item fields. First I will try to show allowed values. Select the field to which you want to add the rule and click on edit, and go to the rules tab, click on new and select the allowed values. And if you see here the for, if you select the drop down, nothing will be displayed. You have to specify the username or a group name if you want to apply this rule only for the specific set of users and specific set of groups. And click on new to provide the values form. Okay, again new, two, okay, would like to use one more rule here, that is default. I will make one as a default. I will select the value, and this value is 1. Click on OK. And click on OK. Save the work item time and import to the team condition server. Work item types, import, browse the XML, select, and select the team father to which you want to import. Click on OK. Go to the team father, refresh, and now we will create a new custom process. And you could see this days to finish was made to 1 as a default value, and it is showing 1 here. And we have entered 4 values. We have provided 4 values to the field days to finish, and as provided in the allowed values rule, all those values are shown in this dump down. We can specify some data here, and we can save this. We can still see this values. Now we will see how to use allow existing value rule. Click on the same, we will edit the same workative field, and click on edit rules, and we'll remove this default. We'll add a new rule, allow existing value. We will make changes to this allow values. Click on edit and remove the value 4. Now observe, now we have 1, 2, 3 in allow values. Click on OK. Okay. And save this work item type and import to team foundation server. Import custom process. Save my refresh. Okay. Now go to this custom process 3, and in this work item you can still see the value 4. Though the value 4 is not part of this days to finish. Okay. Now I would like to change this value to a different one. Now it's no longer valid. But if you go to new work items, new custom process, and you could see only 1, 2, 3. Now we will see how to use suggested values. I'm going to edit the same field, select the field and click on edit, and go to rules, delete this, and also delete allow existing value, and add suggested values. For the values 1, 2, 3. Okay. And I would like to add one more rule. Click on new. I will make it as required. Okay. For everybody, I don't specify any conditions here. Select OK. Okay. Save work item type. And now we will import that work item type. Import browse. Choose the XML. Choose the team project. Select team project. Refresh. Click on new. Work item, that is a custom process. You could see this. Days to finish as required. I have removed the default rule and if you see the suggested values, if you select the drop down, you could see only 1, 2, 3, but you can select, you can type 1, 1, 2, or some integer, and you can still fill the data on the operating tab and then save this. If you see this list to finish, 112 is not there in the drop down, but you can still enter some number, and this is the main difference between allowed value and suggested value. Suggested value will give you an option to edit the respective field. That means you can type any number there, but in the drop down it will provide only the values like 1, 2, 3. Now we will use read only for this. Comments if any field, click on edit and go to the rules, new, select read only. Okay, I don't want to provide any restrictions for this or constraints for this. Click on OK and choose the tools, process editor, workout and types, import rate, choose the work item XML, select the team project, click on OK and refresh on the team project, choose a new custom. And you could see its comments if any field is read on. Okay. Now we will use one more rule on comments if any. We will try to edit this and we'll provide, we'll remove this read only and we'll add a new rule. I can specify cannot lose value. Click on OK. I don't want to specify any constraints. Choose OK. Click on OK. Save. And tools, process editor, import it. Choose the XML custom process. Team project, CMMI, and go to the team project in Team Explorer. Refresh. Work item node. Go to new custom process. Okay. With type no comments and provide some test data. Test and select this. Save the work item. Now you could see this comments if any fields have some text. Okay, try to remove this text. You could see a validation message like field comments if any cannot be empty. This is because of cannot lose value rule. If you specify cannot lose value, once you save that field with respect to value, you can't clear that entire text, and if you clear that entire text, it will show you that validation message and it won't allow you to save that work item further. Okay, now we'll see a different rule, and I'm going to edit comments if any field again. Click on edit and rules. Delete this cannot lose value and I'm going to specify a new rule and that is I'm going to use copy. Click on OK and select value and provide choose the team panel. Refresh the team panel. You can choose the existing work item that is fine. You can refresh. You can get the value task completed. Or else you can go to create a new custom process and you can see comments if any has the task completed. Also, you can provide some text from here to see the actual implementation of copy rule. We will try to copy from an existing field. Click on edit and rules. Copy edit. I would like to select a field. Choose. I would like to select system dot Titan. Okay. Click on OK. Save XML and upload import to Team Foundation server. Choose the XML file. Go to the work item definition. Choose the team product. Click on OK. Refresh on the team product. Go to new. Write some test. Details. Test. And choose one. I'd like to save this. You could see this. The same Titan as a reflector in the respective field comments if any. This is the use of copy rule. And if you simply specify the text for the copy rule, that means instead of specifying any fields value, if you specify the value equal to some text, and when you try to create a new work item, you will be confused between default and copy rule. That's why I showed this picking the value from an existing field. Similarly, you can use this copy rule between state transitions when you want to transition, and when a state transition happens between one particular state to another state, like proposed to active, and during that you want to copy the value from existing field, or you want to provide some new text to any one of the fields, you can use this comments rule. Now we will see some other rules, and we'll try to edit rules, delete this, and we will choose frozen. Click on OK. Okay. Save tools process editor. Okay, types incorporate. Choose XML and deposit. Refresh at the top. New custom process. Provide data. Choose this one and test complete some text. Okay, save this. Okay, symptom copy empty details. I can provide it. Save it. Now you could see this. If you try to modify this value, it won't allow you to do that. It will populate a warning message like the value for field comments if any must be empty or same as the original value. You can completely remove the text in that field, and that is allowed, and but you can't modify the existing value once after saving the work item. when you use pros and rule. Okay, let's refresh. Okay, now we will see a different rule. We'll try to edit the same field. Click on edit and the rules. I'll remove this frozen. I'll add a new rule. I would like to use match. Click on OK. Specify some pattern. The pattern should be like gay. Okay, now click on OK. Okay, click on OK, save, process editor, pattern types, import it, browse, custom process, CMMI, okay, refresh. New custom process. I would try to provide required data here. Try to provide some value. See the warning message at top. The value for field comments, if any, is not in a recognized form. Even if I provide single character like this, any other number, it won't allow you. You have to provide a valid number. Then only it will allow you to save the archive. Okay, now we will see one more rule. Edit rules. I would like to remove this. I'll try to use when. Click on when. When field changes, that means now I would like to change the value of this text of something. I will try to provide some value to this field only when a field changes. Okay, when system dot state is active, it won't allow you to click on OK because when is a conditional rule and we should choose a condition so that we can complete the rule syntax. Click on OK and again you have to go to rules under the when window. Click on rules tab, click on new. Now you have to specify the rule for this. When earlier I have selected in the when state equal to active, you have to specify some type of rule under the when. And I will use default value. No comments. Click on OK. Now click on OK to finish the when condition. Now it won't show you any error. Now click on OK. Save the work item. Go to tools, process editor, work item types, import it, browse, choose the video definition, team project, go to the team project in team explorer, refresh, work items, new custom process, some test, 1, 2 something. Details test. try to change. First I have to save this. Save. Okay, now I will try to change from proposer to active. Then you can see this comments if any equal to no comments. This is the use of when. And now we will try to edit. Now we will see how to use when not rule. Okay, let's try to edit a comments if any field which we created earlier, and go to the rule and click on the new to add a new rule and choose when not. Click on OK and choose rule. I would like to choose the system of title and value. I would like to specify like test and rule. Click on new. I will make it to require. Click on OK for everybody. Click on OK and OK and save this for pattern definition. Choose import the theme foundation server. Browse the XML. That is this definition. Select the theme project and click on OK. In the theme explorer, click on the refresh for the respective theme project. And now we will try to create a new work item type, new custom project. And you could see this comment if any field was marked as required. Okay, and in this when not rule, we applied, we gave a default, or we can say as a specific value to system.title, and if that value matches the system.title, and this rule, there is a required rule, will disappear for this comment if any field. Okay, let's try to give some specific value which we specified for the title, that is the text. And you can see this rule for comment if any will disappear. And if you try to provide a different value apart from the text, and the rule again applies for the respective field. And this when not field is used when another field that doesn't have a specific value and that applies to the current field, that is nothing but in this case your comments is kind of change. Now we will see how to use when change it. Okay, edit the same custom field, that is comments if any. Click on edit and go to the rules, and I would like to remove the when not, and will include this new rule when change, and I would like to set a system dot state here, and rule equal to new. I'd like to select valid user. Click on OK and click on OK. OK and we'll save this work item definition and to process editor, import work item type, browse custom process, and TMMI the theme project. Click on OK. Go to the theme explorer, click on refresh for respective theme project, and go to the work items, and we'll create a new work item. And you could see this. Now this comment if any field is showing some value. Okay, I will provide some sample data here and test some, and this is true. And once I save this, this comments if any field is displayed as a text box. It doesn't contain any drop down values to select. Okay, now we'll try to change the state of this work item. I'm propositive, active, and you got serious, comment if any. This field populates few values in the drop down because this rule was filed when the state of work item changed from proposed to active. We applied when change rule on comments if any field when state of the work item change from one particular state to another, and we made that comments if any field with an internal rule as a valid user. If you provide a valid user rule, and it will show you the list of valid users in the drop down, and you could see those values in this drop down for respective comments if any field, and you could select one of the rule, one of the value from the existing drop down values, and click on save work item. Okay, now again go back to comments if any field, and you could see that there is no drop down values are there. It just populates the selector value which was saved when the work item was saved. And if you again try to change the state from active to some result, and you could see again the values that are populated in the dropdown. Now we will see how to use when not changed rule, and we will again edit the same customer field, that is the comments if any. We go to the rules tab and delete this rule, and we will try to provide a new rule. That is the when not changed. Choose this rule. Field. Okay, we'll try to provide system dot title. Click on OK. Oh, sorry, we need to apply one more rule here. And we will try to add a new value from the existing. Okay, we'll try to make this to read only. Okay, and click on OK. Okay, save the work item, and we will import that work item to Team Foundation Server. Choose the Victor definition and the team product, and the team explorer, refresh the respective team product, and try to create a new work item. Now you could see this. When you try to create a new work item type, the title is empty and the comment field is read only. First, we'll try to provide some sample data, and we'll see how it reflects, how the rule reflects for the respective field comments if any. Okay. And provide the data here and some value to data just to finish. Set work item. Okay, now I'm not going to change the title. I would like to change the state of this work item. I click on OK. And now you could see this comment if any field is still read only. Okay, now I would try to change title. Some test tree. And you could see this, the field again not read only. And you could provide some values to this. And if I save this with this particular value, again, once after saving that work item, the field will be read-only. And if you try to provide a different value to this title, again, this field will be editable. Now we will see the last rule which was left,
in this demo that is the server default. They will try to edit the same custom field that is comments if any. Edit the comments if any field and go to the rules, and I would like to remove this when not change, and I would like to use the server default, choose that rule and click on OK. And I would like to select from my field. You could select this current user, or you could select any nothing here, block or something, current user, whatever value if you want, you can use this. Click on OK. And click on OK again. And save this. And I would like to import the information server, browse, custom process. Refresh on the team project. Go to the work item and we'll create a new work item. Let's provide some sample value. And click on save work item. And you could see this. Comment if any field was populated, is populated with some default value, that is a checker Vishwanatha, it's a username. The main purpose of using server default thing, it provides the value at save time, and we can't override that value. And if you want to provide any field value for the respective rule, you can do that, but that value will be supplied to the respective field only at the save time. With this rule, we have completed all the rules implementation in work item fields. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach me, and I'm glad to reply with valid answers. Thank you.